is dire, and international aid is needed to prevent the humanitarian crisis from claiming more lives.
Various kinds of helps which are provided by Iran and other Muslim countries can prevent many further problems in Gaza. They can prevent more deaths and disabilities. In medicine, we have golden time of rescuing. If a patient is given medical help in the golden time, not only will his life be saved, but also he will not be disabled. In fact, we do not need to amputate legs and hands in the golden time. So the huge number of casualties in Gaza needs far more medical helps which have already been prepared.
Egypt prevents essential supplies and medical teams from getting into Gaza and refuses to allow Palestinians injured in the Israeli attacks to enter Egypt via the Rafah crossing. But why isn't the Egyptian government letting aid into the Palestinian territories?
The Egyptian government says that it does not open Rafah border with Gaza for political and security reasons. The people of Gaza are part of the Muslim Ummah. They need the border. The only way to save Gaza is to open Rafah border. Gaza has not been a threat against Egypt. There is no reason for that. Unfortunately, the Egyptian government declared that it closed more tunnels. This means that Egypt wants to exert more pressure on the Palestinian people.
After the victory of the Islamic Revolution in 1979, the plight of the Palestinians became a foreign policy priority. This was an immense shift considering the fact that the Shah of Iran maintained friendly relations with Israel. Tel Aviv enjoyed Iran's backing during the Arab-Israeli war, and the Shah even provided the Israelis with the oil they needed.
One of the main characteristics of political system in Iran is that it is based on the model of Ummah states, contrary to that political systems which are based on nation states. Although the Islamic Republic governs a specific geographical region called Iran, it follows its objectives of Islamic Ummah. Palestine is the main front in the Muslim world, so Palestine is among the top priorities of Iran's foreign policy.
Iran's support for Palestine is far beyond a humanitarian gesture carried out by NGOs and organizations like Iran's Red Crescent Society or the Imam Khomeini Relief Foundation. The Palestinian issue, by and large, defines Iran's foreign policy, and the government has legal obligations to give the Palestinians financial, political, and humanitarian aid. In 1990, the Iranian parliament passed a law which requires the government to do so. The United Nations Security Council is responsible for maintaining peace and security worldwide, in accordance with the purposes and principles of the United Nations.
A missile was fired in Ukraine, a Malaysian passenger jet was shut down. The Security Council of the United Nations held an emergency meeting. On the other hand, thousands of missiles were fired at the people of Gaza, and the Security Council held a meeting after 18 days. This shows the double standard and paradoxical behavior of the international organizations.
The support that Palestinians receive from Iran is also a manifestation of Muslim solidarity, keeping in mind that the vast majority of Iranians are Shia Muslims backing Sunni Palestinians.
Hazrat Imam,
announcing Quds Day in 1979, late Imam Khomeini emphasized that it is an international day. It is not just for Iranians, Palestinians, Arabs, or the Muslim world. It is for all people who fight for freedom.
Since the beginning of the Israeli attacks on Gaza, all Iranian officials condemn the Israeli regime for bombarding schools and hospitals, leading to the death of hundreds of women and children.
I have made my views very clear on other occasions.
Foreign Minister Zarif urged international bodies to help end Israeli atrocities and stop violating international human rights.
It is incumbent upon the international community to stop the Israeli aggression against the defenseless people of Gaza, to stop the siege on Gaza, to stop this humanitarian nightmare that has been prevailing in Gaza for the last many years, in fact creating a besieged population under inhuman conditions, and to stop this and to put all the pressure that can be brought to bear by the Security Council, by other forces within the international community, to stop this atrocity.
Political analysts the world over say they are shocked and dismayed that many Arab leaders and organizations have remained silent over the Gaza massacre. While the killing continues, the Organization of Islamic Cooperation and the Arab League have been silent spectators of Israel's brutalities. On July 22nd, Iran hosted the presidential troika of the Parliamentary Union of the Organization of the Islamic Cooperation, PUIC. Participants in the meeting condemned Israel's cruel attacks on the besieged Gaza.
We expect that the participants in the Islamic Cooperation Member States Presidential Troika recall their ambassadors from Israel and expel Israel's ambassadors. If they had taken these measures, the Israeli regime would not dare to repeat its brutalities.
Israel and the US are accusing Iran of arming Palestinian resistance movements with rockets. Iran denies the allegations, but says it has given Palestinians the know-how to build those rockets.
Initially, we received good helps from Iran. Since Iran and Syria transferred the know-how to us, we have been making the weapons inside Palestine. We use their guidelines in making rockets. At first, our rockets were so small, they were short-range with low accuracy. Their warhead could carry a small amount of explosives. We have developed our rockets. Currently, all of them are made in Gaza.
Independence was what the people fought for in Iran's Islamic Revolution. But independence was not something they wanted for their nation alone. What they sought was independence for the Muslim world as a whole. The liberation of Palestine is key to achieving that goal.
The firm stand of this revolution that your independence will never be completed without liberation of Palestine. And he considered that Israeli entity is cancer, should be removed from the scene. Now, fortunately, Imam Khamenei, the leader, the generous leader, which he took the two main pillars of your foreign policy and two banners of your revolution and continued his march, fulfilling the principles of Imam Khomeini. He was seeing from his heart how much dangers are coming to enclose enclave Palestinian question, and especially the first Qibla and third Haram, Mukarram. You know, Al-Quds and Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa, it is not sacred for the Palestinians alone, it is for all Muslims, including your generous people. So Imam Khomeini raised this.
In August 1979, 6 months after the victory of the Islamic Revolution, Imam Khomeini suggested an annual anti-Zionist day of protest, calling on Muslims worldwide to unite in solidarity with the Palestinians. I invite Muslims all over the globe to consecrate the last Friday of the holy month of Ramadan as Al-Quds Day and to call for the international solidarity of Muslims in support of the legitimate rights of the Muslim people of Palestine. In Iran and in many other nations around the globe, millions took to the streets on the last Friday of the holy month to mark International Quds Day and condemn Israel's atrocities in Palestine. Protesters held demonstrations in support of the Palestinians around the globe on Friday. While the Israeli army launched attacks on schools, mosques, hospitals, and homes in Gaza, Western media tried to downplay the severity of the situation for people in Europe and America. Most Western media machines have been on Israel's side, justifying the Israeli army's actions as a response to Hamas firing rockets at Israeli cities.
Mainstream media in the world are not allowed to cover the Zionist regime's crimes. I think Palestinian people are fighting in three wars. The main is the propaganda war. Here, Western powers do not let the media cover Israeli brutalities. Only some independent countries like Iran and Syria cover these crimes in order to enlighten the Muslim world about the issue.
Press TV, Hispan TV, Al Jazeera and Al Alam were among the few satellite channels trying to give Israeli crimes and the dire situation in the Gaza Strip full coverage. The Obama administration has always aided Israeli wars against the Palestinians. The US government protects Israel from international political pressure, misrepresents what is happening in Palestine, and stalls efforts to end the war. Obama has shown his support for Israeli war crimes by justifying Israel's right to commit them, labeling Israel's killing of defenseless people self-defense.
We support military efforts by the Israelis to make sure that rockets are not being fired into their territory. We also have said that our understanding is the current military ground operations are designed to deal with the tunnels, and we are hopeful that Israel will continue to approach this process in a way that minimizes civilian casualties.
Iran today went to the streets of Tehran to ask the Iranian people their views on Palestine.
Palestinian people are so innocent.
War does not solve anything, just a group of innocent people are killed in war.
I think that the US is playing a very negative role. Widespread support of Israel is quite wrong.
And all its efforts to make peace are in line with the Israeli objectives.
A referendum should be held so that all people, including Christians, Jews, Sunni Muslims and Shia Muslims, would vote in.
Gaza's resistance is self-defense, which is an international right.
Labeling the Palestinian people as terrorists is ridiculous.
Western countries led by the United States continue to justify Israel's war crimes in Gaza. It doesn't seem the Western people are buying into it, though. It looks like the Israeli regime is harming its already tarnished image and exposing itself to more domestic strife by relying on bloodshed and war when it comes to dealing with the Palestinians. Iran is calling for a referendum via which the people of Palestine can bring conflict to an end.